Ladies and gentlemen, in 2008, it has been published the first collection of articles devoted to the theme of language complexity, which was indeed the thematic selection of papers from the conference Approaches to Complexity in the Language, held in 2005. Publishing this book actually presents the proof of increased interest in the question of complexity in the language of one part of the linguistic community research oriented within typological functional framework, trying to revive a much older language concept once but still considered to be a controversial linguistic topic. The collective papers are divided into three thematic sections that reflect the central themes of the book: typology and theory, contact and change, creoles and pigeons. In 2014, it has been published another book, Measuring Grammatical Complexity, which differs from other volumes devoted to the question of complexity in a language, in that the authors approach the problem from points of view of the formal language theory, psycholinguistics, and neurolinguistics. The individual chapters either take a grammar-based approach to complexity or a user-based one, or contrast those two. In other words, some look at the issue from a more autonomous theoretical point of view, while others see complexity as difficulty of processing language learning and language acquisition. Finally, let me be allowed to use the words of Thomas Stoltz. No matter how unclear the notion of complexity is, the end of the quote, in order to try to find a solid argument for rejecting it or supporting it, many started to be engaged in detailed research working on this topic, so now we have more knowledge about it than ever before, and even more up-to-date information are waiting to be processed. The great experts comment and illuminate them within the leading edge of linguistic frameworks, accessible to anyone who constantly monitors appearing of different theories of linguistics. So far, nothing yet has been definitely refuted nor proven, so as initiate research ventures are still in progress. But in ultimate analysis, they have anticipated a plenty of new information about the cognitive processes, about the structure of human brain and its functions, such as ability to learn and to memorize, about the constitution of human mind, etc. The idea of language complexity is not a new one. It seems that certain elements of this idea, brought almost to the edges of extremism, could be found at least when we talk about the Slavic linguists in the years when one particularly ideological and methodological approach to linguistic themes had been preferred in the Soviet linguistics. It is so-called Marism. Mar was a very good connoisseur of Caucasian languages. He promoted his well-known idea about language stageability, and his thoughts about the language mixing themata resulted into his belief that the proto-language is just pure fiction, so that it should be rejected. Looking even deeper into the past, for example, into the era of pre-structural linguistics, the traces of the idea of language mixing could be also found in the work of Hugo Schuchard. This worldwide known scientist paid special attention to so-called creole languages. He was also the first one who has noted the importance of geographical items regarding languages development and the role of individuals in respect to the creation of language changes. But let us go back to the years after World War II, when the new method reaches into every scientific field, so he entered into linguistics too. This is, of course, the statistical method. But it is not only statistics that is responsible for the mathematical character of modern linguistics. Grafting methodological experiences from mathematical scientific areas to linguistics reached world-scale proportions during the period when much of the scientific attention had been paid to the so-called information theory. Introducing his complex chains in 1907, Marco initiated the modern study of structured, interdependent, and correlated process. Since Markov's time, the study of complex chains has developed into one of the most powerful and widely applied mathematical theory, far beyond quantitative linguistics to physics, biology, and finance. So starting from Markov's model via so-called Sgal's functional generative grammar and Xiaomian's applicational generative model for languages descriptions, till Lam's and Hockett's certificational grammar, sometimes called cognitive by its followers on account of their assertion that it allows full consideration of those relationships on the basis of which information has been constituted in speaker's mind, expressed by words after word, the statistical method and information theory, as well as everything those two had implied later, for example, regarding cybernetic studies, works on machine translation, psychological research of cognitive processes, metalinguistics, the quest for the ultimate invariance in language, etc., appear to be today a real linguistic revolution, not only in respect to their own merits, but rather in respect to the fact that they provoked effective impulse scattered in various directions. However, before we enter our research setting in medias res, we cannot help ourselves but to run through our mind the epilogue of the study, The Elusive Present, in order to quote the final words of the articles. So here they are. Because it seems to us that they encourage scientific communities all over the world on unpretentious but a quite convincing way to continue with their research even in the present time in which some of prominent contemporary philosophers explicitly speak of the transparent absurdity of successor projects, foreseeing in them just an attempt to get into any process and toys, he says, from the perspective of the future that will never be modern. We are actually of the opinion that one cannot ignore at least the impression that the study of language in the 21st century is moving so fast into the direction of the postmodernism without any compass. Namely, while the transition from pre-modernism to modernism was based on the practical implementation of new ideas regarding phonology and morphology, and on scientifically well-founded language studies, the transition from modernism to postmodernism made the difference between theory and practice to be of a measure zero. It also seems to us important to underline here that the terms of postmodernity and postmodernism comprise a heterogeneous group of ideas and movements, so it is difficult to reduce them to a common denominator. So, while the term postmodern implies social formations with the postmodernism as a cultural movement, the term postmodernity, in turn, is mainly the result of technological and social transformations of the late 20th century. So, since the theme of our research focuses on the impact of globalization on a natural language system and of inter- and multidisciplinary non-linguistic scientific activities that address complex linguistic issues, we tried to answer on this multiple question, ultimately associative, indirectly shedding light on a path of the postmodernistic thought that leads between the question about the possibility of deconstruction, unconditioned irrationality, an anarchy model of conscious language, knowledge, and opinions, and the questions about the impossibility of overcoming the logic of power and the historical baggage that is reflected in the very same processes. As a matter of fact, in the focus of our research is one specific subsystem within a language system in whole, that is terminology. The aim of the study is to present an outline of one up-to-date terminological algorithm in respect to principles existing in one branch of the theory of complexity, scalability, in order to solve specific terminology problems that occur as a result of the postmodernity and the postmodernism of the third millennium, which from its very beginning made to us very much clear that it has come time of almost elusively rapid dissemination of information that necessarily cause a variety of contemporary forms of literacy and communication that are almost on IT way stored in our brain. Contemporary historians and economists repeatedly confirm that the so-called global reality is the only physical reality in which we exist. Since this reality is bounded by the so-called cargo culture with its intra and internet, they constantly draw attention to terminology standardization as to necessary precondition for the act of transferring understandable information. Namely, as one of the consequences of globalization appears the fact that the native languages of the majority of Europeans are increasingly flooded with words of foreign languages. According to surveys conducted in 2005 by Eurobarometer, English appears as the most widely spoken foreign language in Europe. Meanwhile, it happened that space and time in which we had been living have been transformed from global and digital actuality into the so-called global and expanded reality on the background of the transition from the IT era into the era of robotics. So it becomes quite clear that the question of terminology operationalization deserves to be in the very focus of the entire scientific community. Therefore, today, the most of linguists are witnesses of the fact that the national language policy in the most European countries, when establishing regularly recurring national language program, is forced to take daily grapple with these changes, along with the imperative to be ready for lightning fast responses. As for Serbian language, that belongs to South Slavic languages groups of Slavic languages, and of course of Indo-European languages, and my research regards primarily Indo-European languages, it seems to us necessary to underline here that apart from scientific fields in modern science, there are standing on the other side those old scientific disciplines such as botany, medicine, and pharmacognosy, zoology, astronomy, etc., together with traditional material and spiritual culture for whose realia and themata during the past centuries our natural language has been creating expressions subsequently terminologized or onymized that are still waiting to be sequentially considered. So, while the former group of terms are going to be conventionally created and afterward legally verified, a part of the latter group of terms are still on its way to be completely inventoried, identified, described, institutionally agreed, and adopted. It is also needed to say that this group of terms presents a distinctive part of natural language lexicon in which coexist different lexical layers, doctus, semi-doctus, an extremely common layer of terminological lexemes. Because of the last mentioned feature, a terminological lexicon raises its marginality in relation to the whole lexicon that caused its fragile integration into a linguistic system which resulted in consistency lacking and heterogeneity of this lexical segment. Even the linguists who are primarily concerned with the diachronic perspective of words, such as etymologists, dialectologists, et al., are not willing to engage in studying this lexical segment, explaining that its place is primarily in specialized vocabularies for the reason that proportionality, large phonetic variants of these lexemes often build unsafe bridge toward the realia to which they refer. On the other hand, standard vocabularies authors usually consciously ignore this part of the lexicon, not willing to engage, for example, with the biotaxonomy or ethnotaxonomy issues, as well as with different nomenclatures for naming taxon units, etc. Finally, as a reflection of such language policies, there appear terminological dictionaries which stand regarding their conception not far from professional encyclopedias, since under referred lemma, it is usually only a definition that could be found and nothing more than that. On the other side, as a reflection of linguistic reality, It is just a reader or a speaker of the language that could be found often deprived of information about denomination motif conceptualized through different images reflected in different lexical realizations known for the referred realia. As for foreign terms that bear minimum of semantic features, they are usually etymologically opaque and therefore are suitable for enrichment of terminology because they could have prescribed meanings. However, in the process of a new term introducing, the intention to give preference to native expression is founded on the fact that native words carries greater motivational potential and thus can be easily included in bridging terminology systems. On the other side, as it is in the case of uncontrolled import of foreign terms, those local terms that are forcibly generated also could introduce confusion into the entire terminology system. Finally, the recommendations of UNESCO's Infoterm in respect to taking care of terminological or specialized naming units as the integral part of one standard language, which should become one of the main tasks of national scientific institutes, centers, etc., who are particularly involved with maternal language studies, are quite reasonable. As for our terminological algorithm, it is paradigmatically designed to present the algorithmic processing of one precisely predefined inventarium, thesaurarium, of terminological units in their diachronic perspective, by which it would be possible to transform an impute variable into the one required for more complex further work in the referred linguistic fields. For example, for designing relational terminology database. It has been created by using the latest results that we have found in the referred scientific studies being available to us until the end of this research. We are of the opinion that here is necessary to emphasize that the majority of the modern referred studies of terminology are mainly applied-oriented. I'm sorry, but I have the flu. Since they concern creating a relational terminology database in general, there is an evident lack of clear theoretical framework in which would be considered at least, for example, the structure of terms as lexical items, even though terminological units, according to Sager, present not only linguistic but also conceptual elements of logic, ontology, as well as of cognitivism and communication. As for term standardization, for the reason of its prescriptive nature, it cannot be a part of what is meant by the science ad literam. Anyway, we must not forget the key point related to this specific lexical segment. Terminological data cannot be studied only from the synchronous point of view, since the only way to get a complete picture of their structure and the ways and principles of their creation is monitoring these items in the referred historical corpus. Our scalable terminological algorithm actually arose from our examining of possibility to make a digital historical dictionary of the European political thought presented throughout its term tools that are extremely hard to identify and to define in its historical context. Drawing from the knowledge and experience acquired from the work on the etymological lexicography, we were perfectly aware of the fact that the entries of such dictionary could only be structuralized like small biographies of referred words arranged by the principle of conceptual binding of lexemes within a typical structuralized terminological derivative nests. As for determining the concept themselves, we have found that it would have to be naturally to bin them into the group of 7 physico-linguistical concepts together with the sub-concepts subordinated to each of them, designed and scientifically justified in historical and philosophical framework of the study of the relations between nature and societatis, starting from Bacon to Rifkin's biotech century. Just to return for a second, here they are. each of cited concepts that actually presents seven SI units basically used to describe all bodies and all phenomena and theses could be easily transposed into language code, Results of some previous linguistic research have suggested that the high stability for being semantically varied and for being good base for numerous derivative formations have simple basic lexemes in their realization of denominative functions, especially those ones that belong to very much restricted part of the general lexicon fat. At the same time, all the basic lexemes develop the range of secondary meaning by various metaphorical semi-transformations. Therefore, we have decided firstly to impute in our test algorithm a lexeme which nominates the part of the human body, joint, since it belongs to above-mentioned part of the general lexicon fat. Finally, as a result, we got the following algorithm steps. We are of the opinion that we have shown that without such designed terminological algorithm that would make a relational terminology database be extended by a referred historical framework, it is left side of the projection. All attempts to satisfy the professional requirements related to digital terminological lexicography that are based on the global standards would fail. In other words, such device database would be able to give answer to key questions related to terminology standardization. Finally, it is needed to say that such device database would have a positive and what seems to us to be of great significance, a scalable impact on different linguistic research projects, especially of those considering complexity in language in terms of the degree of difficulty for language acquirers. By this assumption, we actually return to the beginning of this study, but in order not to fall into deadlock, we will rather put an end note to beta testers of our terminological algorithm, searching for an exit. Concerning the practical benefits of the user of such device database, would it be adventurously to think of it as of virtual storage boxes for referred language data, having been collected over the centuries, which would make those national cultural heritage entities that are presented for specific linguistic codes noticeable in an IT mode to everyone engaged with unique civilization values, whether on professional or simply pro-amateur level of research. Thank you, and thank to organizing committee for being